Juan Martin here in the World Roots studio playing a piece of music called Los Tres Músicos, or The Three Musicians, named after a painting by Pablo Picasso. And that style is rondeña.
Yes.
From the wonderful town of Ronda.
Yes.
In southern Spain. That whole part of Andalusian Spain was under Moorish rule for, what, 700 years?
Nearly 800 years, from 711 to 1492, nearly 800 years.
What legacy, what impact has that had on flamenco?
Well, I think very important. Without that sound, you would have a folk music that would just be European, but that Middle Eastern sound gives it immediately a geography, a position. For example, I mean, if I just play you this, that repeated ostinato has immediately a Moorish feel. And I think that sound in flamenco is what is so addictive.
Would you say it's the scales as much as anything else?
It's this minor third sound, yes, the scale, the Phrygian mode, which was, of course, one of the ancient ecclesiastic Byzantine scales. And the basic scale in flamenco, I mean, is that. That is a Phrygian mode. But when you take up the third note, just one half tone, you get, rather than, and that immediately gives the Orient again. And, from my home in the south of Spain, I live between Malaga and Gibraltar, Fuelong, and it's a few miles back. So on a clear day, you see the Moroccan coast and the Rif Mountains. And it to think that Jabal Tariq arrived, I mean, that name Jabal Tariq is what gave the name to Gibraltar, Gibraltar, and with a small army took over, and they stayed for a mere 8 centuries. But the influence in the music, in the buildings like the Alhambra, obviously, the Mezquita in Cordoba, leatherwork, irrigation, all these things, is wonderful. And in a way, the first flamenco guitarist was Ziryab, the oud player. The phrasing is so similar in flamenco guitar to the oud, I think.
Juan, I know that you've been in Iran and that you were astonished to find that you were like a huge star and that you had, and that this is clearly something to do with their love of flamenco in Iran.
Yes, it was a real shock. I traveled to Tehran, but then went straight on to Shiraz. There were 3,000 people at the airport to meet me. And I looked behind me thinking there must be a president behind or something like this. And they all had my videos and books. They've been studying with it because they just love flamenco. I think their scale is not so distant from the flamenco scale.
So maybe for them it's flamenco is the form of music that comes from the west of Europe, and yet there's a lot of common ground.
Well, they hear the sound within it that is close to their own, so I suppose they identify more with it like that.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that flamenco is one of the modernizing styles of music. In Africa, the modernizing influence might have been Cuban music. Well, in the Middle East, going up through Central Asia, even as far as Northwest China, when you want to modernize, you bring in flamenco guitar for some reason. It's interesting, yes, that, isn't it?
It is.
So what is the Juan Martin style?
I think soul is very important. You know this word duende in flamenco. It really means
like spirit, or what does it mean?
It means maximum communication. So people forget where they're sitting, what dress they're wearing, or the lady in front has a big hat, whatever. It's just a cord of communication, I feel. And so when you are really playing with duende, it is compelling. It doesn't necessarily last for more than 15, 20 seconds, and then it will pass, you know, and people don't go, oh, that was tremendous, but it just carries on. But it's an awareness that this is really there.
Thank you so much, Juan Martin, for coming in to the studio with your musicians. And can we bring your singer back for one final piece of music?
Yeah, I'm sure he'd love to. We haven't had much time to prepare this, but for World Roots, we'd like to do this little composition, which starts with a lament of mine, like an adagio, and then it breaks into alegría, which means joy. Raquel de Luna, the dancer, is going to do this with us. And Carlos Prias, it's the first tour of his with me, And he's got this very beautiful, sweet voice. And as I say, this is dedicated to your program. So it's Lamento y Alegría for World Roots.
Thank you.